It's a sunny, cold, blustery afternoon, and Sergeant First Class Leroy Petrie's name was just unveiled on the wall honoring Special Forces awarded the Medal of Honor. Petrie is one of 45 names etched into the black granite tiles. The citation states that Petrie risked his life above and beyond the call of duty and undeniably saved his fellow Rangers on May 26, 2008.
I still look at that day and I'm still in amazement that I'm here. I knew that I possibly would have lost my life. But my youngest son said it the best. He said, "I'm really proud of my dad, but I'm more happy that some of his friends are still alive."
Petrie was on his sixth deployment to Afghanistan. His team was attacked while clearing a compound of suspected insurgents. He was shot in both legs, took cover, and fired back. Then a grenade hit, wounding two Rangers just behind him. Petrie turned, spotted a second grenade next to his wounded men. He picked it up to throw it as hard as he could.
As soon as my hand opened up, the grenade exploded and sat back up, and my hand was completely gone at the wrist, like it had been severed with a circular saw. Went through my mind for a split second was, why isn't the blood squirting into the air? And then reality kicked in and got back to my good medical training, put on a tourniquet, called it up on the radio, checked on my younger guys.
Petrie remained coherent, insisting his fellow Rangers be cared for first. He wanted to get back into the fight. Even now, despite his reliance on a prosthetic hand, Petrie continues to push to get into the action, according to Admiral William McCraven, commander of U.S. Special Operations Command.
While Leroy has not shied away from going back to combat, creating much anxiety among the generals, admirals, and sergeants major, we have also put him to work helping in other ways.
Petrie just returned from a visit to Afghanistan. He's now the liaison officer for the SOCOM Care Coalition, which oversees care for wounded special forces and their families. Petrie says he was humbled and honored meeting the father, mother, and two sisters of the second Medal of Honor recipient, Staff Sergeant Robert Miller, nicknamed Robbie. Here's how McCraven described Miller's valor after his team was ambushed in an Afghanistan valley.
Robbie drew their fire away from his team and toward his direction. Despite his wounds, he ferociously fought, killing at least 16 insurgents and wounding dozens more, until eventually his weapon fell silent. Despite being grievously wounded, he took the fight to the enemy, saving the lives of 7 members of his own team and 15 Afghan Army soldiers.
One of those lives Miller saved that day was his teammate and friend, Air Force Tech Sergeant Robert Gutierrez, a combat controller responsible for calling in airstrikes.
It's hard when you are there. It's hard to explain the actions of one man and what he would do, how far he would go. It's hard to describe. I can't tell you because I don't know how to say it. But all I can say is that Robbie gave his life for me and for the rest of 3312, for those Afghan soldiers, and he stayed in the fight to the end.
What amazed Gutierrez even more than Miller's valiant battle was when he and another sergeant advanced to find Miller.
A dying man still points out on his back and says, "They're right there." And me as a JTAC,
that's a Joint Terminal Attack Coordinator,
being able to see it and do my job because of him, there's nothing I can do or say to ever repay what he did. So I wanted to be here today and give tribute and tell you, Mr. and Mrs. Miller, thank you.
Gutierrez did one more thing to thank his friend. He named his newborn son after Robbie. The Special Operations Memorial is another way Miller's legacy will endure for hundreds of years, according to Admiral McCraven.
This is about honoring the people and the stories that breathe life into the granite walls that surround us. The Blackstone preserves and promotes our heritage, a heritage and legacy that these two Medal of Honor recipients exemplified during their service to the nation.
Bobby O'Brien, WUSF 89.7 News.